People are struggling to come to terms with how a trip to the shops ended in tragedy. Grief enveloping Bondi Junction, Westfield. Six people died in a shocking stabbing attack by 40-year-old Joel Gulchi, who was shot dead after a police officer confronted him. Eight are still in hospital with conditions ranging from stable to critical. Now, Andrew Reid is a lifeguard. He's well known from the show Bondi Rescue. Andrew refused evacuation orders to leave the moor. I started by thanking him for talking to the panel.
No problems, mate. Thanks for having me.
An unthinkable tragedy, shocking. Andy, tell us how the situation unfolded for you.
Oh, I mean, look, it was horrible. I was just in Myer buying bunk beds for my kids, and we had a sales assistant come up and tell us to evacuate. There was people being stabbed outside, and we were just like, wow. And so we went to evacuate, and they'd shut the roller doors. So the shutters on the front of Myer, and just as we sort of walked closer to the holes in the shutters to, like, look out to see what was going on, I heard two gunshots ring off, and it sort of happened just around the corner. So we couldn't really see where the gunshots had come from. And then I look sort of down on level four, because you can see sort of through the levels, and there was just a lady down there, and she was kind of bleeding out. And I was like, oh, she's not in a good way. And so I couldn't get out the shutters on level five, so I went to the internal escalators in Myer and went down to level four, and there was a guy, and he said, mate, everyone's got to evacuate. And I said, no, I need to get out. There's a lady just outside those shutters that's bleeding. I need to go and help. And so I said, can you open the shutter? And he said, are you sure? And I said, yeah, 100%. And went under and went around. And as I got around the back of the escalators and saw her, and then I saw the next sort of every sort of 50 metres there was a patient, and then another patient, and then another patient, all with pretty bad wounds, and there was a fair bit of blood. So we just, me and a couple of other bystanders worked on the first lady and got her as stable as we could, and then I went over to the next patient that was being dealt with by a couple of police officers. But at this stage, they thought there was still another attacker in the building, and so I sort of relieved them and started doing CPR on the second patient, and then the cops took off looking for the other attacker, and I worked on her for a couple of minutes, and then more paramedics arrived, and we put a defibrillator on her and tried to get her back, but she was just in a really bad way. So and then I went to head down to another patient, and there was another ambulance officer there with her. But as I went down, there was just an empty pram sitting there, and I just thought it's kind of weird because all the shutters were down on all the shops, and I didn't really know why there was a pram there. And anyway, I just sort of moved on and went to the third patient, and she was she'd been worked on by another ambulance officer, but they'd sort of declared that she wasn't going to make it, sadly. And by that time, a lot of police and ambulance were around, and I realised that I was sort of needed to let the professionals do their thing, and I got out of there, and I was walking up towards Bondi Road to wash off, and I got a phone call from a friend of mine saying that one of our good friends is in hospital, and she's in a critical condition, and she had a 9-month-old baby, and sadly, I put two and two together and realised that was probably her pram, and that's what had happened, and she just happened to get out of there, but sadly, she didn't make it either, and her little baby's still with us at the moment, which is good.
Yeah,
stable, serious, stable condition, and like just a horrific event in general.
Andrew, you know, there you are at this moor, a popular Bondi moor, there to buy a bed. This is the last thing that you or anyone there would, you know, think of happening. I can imagine that you yourself are still trying to come to terms with it.
Oh, mate, yeah. I mean, we see some pretty gnarly stuff on the beaches. Yeah. Nothing compares to that, but, yeah, I mean, and then sort of, I guess, putting the pieces together by watching all the, you know, the footage and stuff on the news, it just gave it so much more depth, and it just horrible. And then to know that a friend of mine was in there, and I think you're sort of more personally connected when you know someone that's been involved in something like that. It's hard. But, you know, I'll do all the right things and get all the right professional help and, yeah, just make sure that we're, that I'm mentally looked after, you know.
Yeah. Well, Andy, go well. I really appreciate your time on the panel here on RNZ in New Zealand. Thank you and take care.
No problems, mate. Thanks for the chat.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.